Amar Rav, Rav says, Chazani lakol tzdodim shurameyo, lo mitzinu hegdish b'shegu gei mischalu, ein mischalu, b'meizin mischalu. Alright, stop here. Finish tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
You're holding that nun dollar on an aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, that chorzanu akot dodim, I looked off all the different ways, shor Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Meir's halacha, v'loi metzinu, I did not find, hegdish, that by the halacha of hegdish, we should say, that b'shoigeg ein mischalu, and b'meizid mischalu, I did not find anywhere like that. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir holds, hegdish is mischalu, bein b'shoigeg bein b'meizid. So therefore, Meir says in the Mishnah that if you mekadesh your wife with hegdish, so if you do it with mezid, she's miskadeshes, the kedushin is chal, even though the money belongs to hegdish. But Meir's svar is that even with mezid, if you use money shel hegdish, the money goes out lechulin, it's mischalo. So then the question is, why not b'shoigig? Why does Rabbi Meir say if you use hegdish b'shoigig, if you use money shel hegdish, and you didn't realize it, you didn't tell your wife? And you mekadesh your wife, she ain't mekadeshes. So you have to say a new reason. Not because the money is not mischalu. Of course the money is mischalu. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, whether it's b'shegig or whether it's b'mezid, if you use money shel hegdish, the locher is that money is yotzel chulin. The money does not belong to hegdish anymore, it's yotzel chulin. Look at Rashi, so look at Rashi. Kolayme Rashi says, afal pi sheshaninu l'Rabbi Meir b'shegig loy kiddish. Even though the Mishnah it says that according to Rabbi Meir, if you mekadesh your wife with the money shel hegdish, that the kedushin is not chal, so you should know lav mishum the svir le hegdish b'shegigay mischalom. Not because he holds that if you use the money of hegdish b'shegig, you don't realize it that it's not mischal, does not go out lechulin. But rather shechozano b'chomokim shon Rabbi Meir v'lav hilchas hegdish. I looked around all over the places that Rabbi Meir said is a loch of hegdish. I never found one place. I never found that he said this halacha only b'mezid it's mischal or not b'shoigeg. Ella, therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the halacha is bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid mischal. In both cases, really, the chulin, the hegdish goes out the chulin. He doesn't know from the reasons we said before. Because that it's not in Nischalo. Because the Rav Meir, Yeshmila b'moyes hegdish, b'chivun d'moyel nofak l'chulin. Therefore, since you use the money goes out l'chulin. So therefore, the Gemara says, U'mishnah seinu. So what's the Psham now Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say, if you mekadish your wife with something of hegdish, b'shegeg, that we say that the hegdish k'dushin is not chal? Why not? According to Rav Meir, it should be mischalo, and the k'dushin should be chal. Because mischalo means that the money loses its kedusha and it comes into regular chulin. So if so, luchuru the hegdish, the kedushin should be chal. So Gemara answers, O Mishnah saying, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? Big soynes kahuna. It's talking about that the clothing that the kohanim wear, shalai bolu, that they're not, is not ruined yet. In other words, good clothing that kohanim wear. Drashi, uruyin li avoida. These begodim the kohanim could use when they do the avoida. And therefore, the svar is bechol zman shuriyin lavoida in mila b'shegosan. Kol zman, this clothing is usable; the kohen can still use it. So now, even if you have enjoyment from it, b'shegeg, there's no din mila on it. Why? So Rashi explains because metchila, when they were machtish their begodim, that a kohen's begodim has kedusha to it. So that's pshita that b'shas he's doing the avoida. He's allowed to wear his begodim. It's a mitzvah; he has to wear the begodim. Without wearing the dalad begodim of a kain hedyit, he can't do the avoida. But the question is, what about right after, right before he does the avoida? So then Luchuri puts it on, and he's having enjoyment from it, even though he's not allowed to then. So the svar is no. That big day kuna, when they were makdish at the beginning, they knew that the kain's going to have some enjoyment from a b'shoigeg either before or afterwards. So for the enjoyment of b'shoigeg, it doesn't have kedusha. That's the svar in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is talking about he was Mekadish's wife with the ksoinus, with the clothing of a kohen, shalai bolo that was not ruined, that he could still use. So therefore, hoyu v'nitnu lehenes behen, since the kahanim are allowed to use it, so look, why? Lefi shalai nitnu Torah l'malchi asharis. The Torah wasn't given to malachim. In other words, a kohen can't be like a malach that to put on the clothing right before he does the avodah. and to take off his clothing right after he finishes the avodah. He can't be like a malach, so he has to put it on a little bit before, and he takes off a little bit later. So even though then l'churu this begodim ahegdish, what right does he have to use it? The Torah says that that's b'shoigig. He doesn't realize that he can't help himself. And when they were metchila, when they were makdish it, they didn't give it a din kedusha on it l'shoigig. So therefore, there's no din chilu. The money this begodim does not go out l'chulin. Rather, it still remains b'kedushas and b'hegdish. So therefore, if you makadish your wife with such begodim b'shoigig, that's why Rabbi Meir holds ainu makadeshes. Because these begodim, the big dekuna, do not go out l'chulin b'shoigig. Because metchila, when they were makdish it, they knew this, that the kedusha should not go off b'shoigig. So more on this tashma, come and bring a proof. It says ksoines kuna, the clothing of the underwear of the kohanim shebolu, that bolu means they got ruined, that they can't use it anymore. Moyelum behem divur remeya. Remeya holds now if somebody uses it even b'shegeg, he's over the yisamila, and the lachar is that it goes out l'chulin. So according to Mars Kasher is my lav doesn't mean here, isn't it? Afilo loy bolu, even though it says bolu that the clothing got ruined, but the having mean it was even if the clothing is not ruined. Still, the halacha is, it's yotzei l'chulin, it's smilin b'hen. So where you see Rav Meir holds no, that the big day kuna, even though it wasn't ruined, if you use it, b'shoigig, it's yotzei l'chulin, it is meskalo. So where it says, loy, no, that's not the pshat here. Bolu dafka, it's like it says clearly bolu. Only if the clothing was rotten, was not, you can't wear it anymore. Then we say that it's not oymid for kanam to wear it. So therefore now the Gedusha is there completely, it belongs to Hegdish. Therefore whoever has enjoyment from it is over the Yisimila. But when the Kahanim could use their Begodim, could wear it, then we say that Kedusha that it has is not Mischalo B'Shegeg. Because B'Shegeg is L'nitnu Torah L'malchei Asharis, therefore the Kahanim are allowed to use it B'Shegeg like a little bit before, a little bit afterwards. So therefore it's not Yotzeh L'chulin. So this wouldn't be a Kashan Rabbi Meir. Tosh Shema coming here. It says, Moyalin Bechadetin V'yein Moyalin Biatikin. These are the shofaris in the Beis Hamikdash. They used to have special baskets like shofaris where they used to collect the machzah shekel that people used to bring. So there was, Bechadetin means new ones for this coming year. And Atikin means old ones from last year. In other words, people by Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmir Mal Shkolim, and they used to start bringing the new Shkolim to be used by Rosh Chodesh Ad Nisan. So therefore, the new money you brought in was set aside to use for the kabbonis of this coming year. Therefore, it has kedusha zaguf on it. But let's say somebody did not bring money from last year, and he wants to bring it now. So they put that into a special pushka called atikun. That's last year's. That they did not use anymore for the kabbonis, but rather they used it to build up Yerushalayim, like we'll soon see. So it says aloha here, that Rabbi Meir says, Moyalin, it says Toshim again, Moyalim Mechadatin, the new Shkolim is the Isamila. Because the new Shkolim now is going to be used to buy Kabonis for this coming year, so it has Kedusha Zaguf on it, therefore somebody has enjoyment from his over the Isamila. But V'yei Moyalim Biatikim, but the ones of last year's money, since that money is not used for Kabonis, it's used for Yerushalayim, there's no Isamila on it. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Moyalin Af Biatikim. No, even with the old Pushka from last year's money, also there's an Isamila. Whoever used it has an Isamila on it. So Rabbi Meir used to say, Moyalin Bishiori Alishka, that you're over an Isamila if you have enjoyment from this money that's set aside for the Shiori Alishka, the leftover money of the Lishka. And we'll soon see they used to use that money to fix up the Chaimis, to fix up Yerushalayim with the leftover money. That's the same thing. Last year's money and any money given for last year's Machsa Shekel was put for the Shiori Halishcha that was used, we'll soon see, for Yerushalayim. And Rav Meir says, Yomoylam, there is a Mila on that. So the question is, Yamai, why? Neymar, why don't we say, Ho Yuvinit Lehenis, since the money that's being used to build the walls of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. Why? Lefi Shalai Nitno Terul Malchi Asharis again? Because the Torah wasn't given to Malchi Asharis, to Hochoy Maisir, the walls around the city, Umigdalaiser and the big towers, Mishiori Aleshka also. They used to spend the money from the Shiori Aleshka. So it comes out that this money is spent for people to use to have enjoyment from. Like it's not possible b'shoigig not to have enjoyment from the chaimus here. Like sometimes it's sunny and you want to go there to have shade, so you're having enjoyment from the chaimus here. And still we say what? There's no isamilah on it. That's what it should have been. So according to Rabbi Meir, like if you're telling me now according to Rabbi Meir that the big day kuna, since the kahanim have enjoyment from the b'shoigig, therefore there's no milah. So the same thing should apply by the Shiori Aleshka. This money that's set aside to build up the walls of Yerushalayim, like it's impossible not to have enjoyment from it. So therefore, Metchila, when you amakdish it, it should have been that it doesn't have this much Kedusha, that if you have enjoyment from it, it's Yosel Chulin. And here Rabbi Meir says not like that. That's the story in Rabbi Meir. Here Rabbi Meir says that this Be'atikin, that this Shofar, the old money, that they use the leftover money, which is used to build the walls of Yerushalayim, there is an Esamila. The question is why? The Chaimis Yerushalayim also, it's impossible not to have enjoyment from it. So we should have said that Metchila, when you makdish this money, it does not go out L'chulin if you have enjoyment from a B'shoigeg. So Gemara says, this is the Kasha, because the Chaimis here comes from the Shir Alishcha. The Tanan we learned, Chaimis here, the walls around Yerushalayim, and the big towers there, the whole tzorcha here, all things that we need for Yerushalayim. Boyim, you know where these things come from? Boyim mishiori haleshcha. It comes from the money left over from last year's money of the Machsa Shekel. So look, the question is then, why does Rabbi Meir say there's mila on this money? So my answer is, Enachnami, loy teimer Rabbi Meir, don't say it's Rabbi Meir that says Yemoyelin v'yatikin, elayim Rabbi Yehuda. But rather be Garus, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Moyalin Biatikin. But Enachnami, according to Rabbi Meir, the svar would be you're not Moyal Biatikin. According to Rabbi Meir, since the Atikin, the Shiori Aleshka, this money now goes to build up the wall of Sarchi Yerushalayim, the svar would be that it's not Hegdish. It doesn't have Kedusha. That if you have enjoyment from it, it's Yotzel Chulin. Because Metchila, when they were makdish it, they knew that people are going to have enjoyment from a b'shoigeg. Therefore, if you do it, it's not Yotzel Chulin. So far, there still wouldn't be a stira akash on Rabbi Meir. Toshima coming here. Titania, we learned. Omer Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Avne Yerushalayim Shinoshru. The stones of the walls of Yerushalayim that fell out. Moyelim behem, if somebody uses it and has enjoyment from it, he's over the Yisamila. It's Hegdish, the money came. It was bought from the Shiori Aleshka, from the money of Hegdish. And therefore, if somebody now has enjoyment from it, he's over the Yisamila, is having enjoyment from Hegdish. Divur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So that's a kasha. Why? According to Rabbi Meir, we're saying a svara is something that we know people are going to have enjoyment from. So Metchila, the Kedusha, wasn't that strong to say there's an Yisamila on a b'shoigeg. So why is the walls of Yerushalayim have an Yisamila on it? Gemara says again, Loi Teima, don't say Rabbi Meir. Don't say it's Rabbi Meir that says there's Mila on the Chaimus Yerushalayim. Eloema Rabbi Yehuda, but rather says Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says there's Mila even on the Chaimus Yerushalayim. But Enachnami, according to Rabbi Meir, could be there'll be no Isamila. The Maria Stakash, Yi Rabbi Yehuda, the goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim Mimikdisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does Yerushalayim have Kedusha at all? Does the Chaimus of Yerushalayim have Kedusha? We'll soon see he holds there's no Kedusha in the building of Yerushalayim. It's not like Hegdish. For Yotanan, we learn like this. A mission in the Dorim we had. If somebody says Kimra, that means he says he wants a piece of bread to be like a seh, like a sheep, the sheep. Rashi says Keseh HaTomit. He wants his piece of bread to be Asatim like an Imra. An Imra is like the Korban HaTomit. So it's Chal and it's a Hegdish. That's a din of a Korban. That's like a kainim. You could say, kika zeh like a korban. So that's what he said here. Kika zeh, this bread should be also to me, like the korban atomit. Or else kedirim. Rashi says in Miroso, dir behemoth hegdish. The corral of behemoth of hegdish. Or else keitzim, like the corral, like the deer of eitzim of wood, that also belongs to hegdish, that they use for the marocha. Or else kishim, somebody said this piece of bread should be us like the fire itself. Or else kehechel, like the base of Migdish, the hechel. Or else kemizbeach, kiyushalayim. But Tanakama says in all these cases, it's chal and it's a neder. You could say your bread should be usat you, just like these things. then that's called an issa hatfosa, your matfis, your bread in a dover another. Therefore, your bread becomes osa to you. Tchala din neder, a kainim on this bread, you can't eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Yehuda argues and says, no. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, kolo oimer Yerushalayim, lo yom aklum. If you say that your bread should be like Yerushalayim, you do not make an issa. Mashma Yerushalayim has no kedusha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The chit tamer, maybe you'll say no. I'll tell you mishum de lo yom ki Yerushalayim. Maybe only if you say kikaze Yerushalayim, that means nothing. But maybe if you would say kikaze olai ki Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that your bread becomes asur. Because maybe there is an issa kedusha and issa neder involved here. So Mara says no. But Tanya, we learn like this. It says Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda says clearly. That kol ha'oimer ki Yerushalayim, if somebody says that this bread should be osa to me like Yerushalayim itself, still lo yom haklum, you did not say anything, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim has no kedusha to it. There's no kedusha in the chaimas and the walls of Yerushalayim itself, only in the Beis Hamikdash itself, but not in Yerushalayim. That's what the Yehuda says, that lo yom haklum ad sheyidor bedover hakorav Yerushalayim. Until you make your issa neder, your bread should be to you like something that's korb in your shlayim, like a korbin. That has kedusha to it. Something that you sacrifice in your shlayim is a korbin, that has kedusha to it. But just the walls of your shlayim itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has no kedusha. So you can't say the pshat before, after it says, Avne Yerushalayim is moilam behem, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no issa hegdish at all in the stones of Yerushalayim. So Chura, you have to say it goes according to Rabbi Meir. So if it goes according to Rabbi Meir, that's the theory we have again. How could Rabbi Meir say that the Chaymis Yerushalayim has Kedusha so much that if you have enjoyment from a Bishoigi, you're over the issa mila? No, we should have said that since Lanitnu Teru L'malchi Hashoris, like they knew at the beginning when they were makdish to Chaymis Yerushalayim, that people are going to have enjoyment from it. Like it's not possible. Like sometimes it's sunny outside and you want to go in the shade, so you go around the walls of Yerushalayim, that you're not going to have enjoyment from it. So we should have said on such a case, the Kedusha is not Mischalal. So how come you say now it is Mischalal? It's theory in Rav Meir. Somewhere says, no, I'll tell you really, still we're going to go to according to Rabbi Yehuda. True. According to Rabbi Meir, the Avni Yerushalayim, there would not be an Issamila. It's not Yotzel Chulin. That's what it says, Moilim Boy goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I steer in Rabbi Yehuda there, and here Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim has no kedusha at all. So the answer is true, but I'll tell you.